Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for tuning in today. While you're listening, take a moment to send me an email and let me know what you think of the podcast and how you're tuning in. Our email address is podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. Get podcast updates and chances to win Scottish music every month by liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/simplyscottish. Our website is simplyscottish.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. In the iTunes program or app, just search Simply Scottish and access previous and upcoming episodes for free. On this episode of Simply Scottish, the man behind Peter Pan, author J.M. Barrie. Let's begin with music from the Trash Can Sinatras. This is Morning Star.
Shadows. Here's to
You're listening to Simply Scottish. The next best thing to experiencing a great story is discovering the story behind the story. Scottish author and playwright J.M. Barrie is best remembered as the creator of Peter Pan, the boy who wouldn't grow up. The character has thrilled and excited readers and audiences young and old for over 100 years. Through Peter, we get to see what it would be like to live life as a perpetual youngster, days and nights filled with adventure, wonder, intrigue, and freedom from the responsibilities of adulthood. While Peter may have been able to skip out from under the weight of life, his creator could not. Barrie endured many hardships during his life, many of which led to the development of Peter and his Neverland. James Matthew Barrie was born in 1860 in Kirriemuir, Angus, on Scotland's east coast, the 9th of 10 children. Two of his siblings died before he was born, and when he was 6, his older brother David died a few days before his 14th birthday in an ice skating accident. The young James attempted to console his mother by wearing David's clothes and whistling like him. He was a voracious reader, reading books by Robert Ballantyne, Sir Walter Scott, and Daniel Defoe, and it wasn't long before he was writing his own material. At Dumfries Academy, he wrote and staged his first drama, Bandolero the Bandit. Later, he studied literature at the University of Edinburgh. His first books were actually based on stories his mother had told him of local areas and history around Kirriemuir. Barrie also turned his attention to the stage, having success with the comedies Quality Street and The Admirable Crichton. In 1904, Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up, had its stage premiere. While featuring children in its main roles, the play contained adult themes, so it was popular with young and old alike. The popularity of the play encouraged Barrie to turn the story into a novel, which he published in 1911. The story of Peter Pan, Wendy, and the Lost Boys was inspired by a family Barrie became close friends with in London. We'll look at that part of Barrie's story next. Thank you. This is Simply Scottish, on the web at simplyscottish.com. Fact and fiction would intertwine throughout much of author J.M. Barrie's life. After leaving Scotland for London to pursue his writing and stage career, Barrie met three young boys with their nurse playing in Kensington Gardens. George, Jack and little Peter were three of the five sons of Arthur Llewellyn Davies and his wife Sylvia. Barrie became a regular companion in the Davies family home and was a common companion to the boys. Barrie conjured up his stories of Peter Pan, a mischievous young boy who can fly and who never ages, to entertain the young boys, who themselves became inspiration for Peter's gang, the Lost Boys. In 1907, Arthur Davies died, and Barrie provided financial support to the family from his income of Peter Pan. 3 years later, the children's mother, Sylvia, died too, and for a while Barrie became their caretaker along with the family nurse. Tragedy would strike the Davies family again, though. George was killed in action in World War I, and Michael drowned in 1921, right before his 21st birthday. Many years later, in 1960, Peter Davies was finishing work editing family papers and letters for a collection he titled The Morgue, complete with his own commentary about his family's relationship with Barrie. Shortly after completing this work, Peter committed suicide by stepping in front of a train. Barrie himself died of pneumonia in 1937. He left the copyright and rights to his Peter Pan story to the Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children, providing an important source of funding for the hospital. The institution is still open today and still holds Barrie's copyright. The story of Peter Pan has been enjoyed for decades now, with countless pantomime and stage adaptions, a television special, and several films, including a 1924 silent film, a 1953 Disney animated feature, and a 2003 semi-biographical film that intertwines a story of J.M. Barrie with the story of Peter Pan. As we've seen, his story and the story of his most famous work are indeed closely linked. Coming up on Simply Scottish, a short reading from J.M. Barrie's book, Peter Pan. You're listening to Simply Scottish. On this episode, author J.M. Barrie and the story behind his most loved work, Peter Pan. We conclude with a short reading from the opening chapter of Barrie's classic novel. This is a LibriVox recording read by Lizzie Oldfather.
Peter, feeling her slip from him, woke with a start and was just in time to draw her back. But he had to tell her the truth. "We're on the rock, Wendy," he said, "but it is growing smaller. Soon the water will be over it." She did not understand even now. "We must go," she said, almost brightly. "Yes," he answered faintly. "Shall we swim or fly, Peter?" He had to tell her. "Do you think you could swim or fly as far as the island, Wendy, without my help?" She had to admit that she was too tired. He moaned. "What is it?" she asked, anxious about him at once. "I can't help you, Wendy. Hook wounded me. I can neither fly nor swim." Do you mean we shall both be drowned? Look how the water's rising. They put their hands over their eyes to shut out the sight. They thought they would soon be no more. As they sat thus, something brushed against Peter as light as a kiss, and stayed there, as if saying timidly, "Can I be of any use?" It was the tail of a kite, which Michael had made some days before. It had torn itself out of his hand and floated away. "Michael's kite," Peter said without interest. But next moment he had seized the tail and was pulling the kite toward him. "It lifted Michael off the ground," he cried. "Why should it not carry you?" "Both of us." "You can't lift two," Michael and Curly tried. "Let us draw lots," Wendy said bravely. "And you a lady?" "Never." Already he had tied the tail round her. She clung to him. She refused to go without him. But with a "Goodbye, Wendy," he pushed her from the rock, and in a few minutes she was borne out of his sight. Peter was alone on the lagoon. The rock was very small now. Soon it would be submerged. Pale rays of light tiptoed across the waters, and by there was to be heard a sound at once the most musical and the most melancholy in the world, the mermaids calling to the moon. Peter was not quite like other boys, but he was afraid at last. A tremor ran through him, like a shudder passing over the sea. But on the sea one shudder follows another till there are hundreds of them, and Peter felt just the one. Next moment he was standing erect on the rock again, with that smile on his face and a drum beating within him. It was saying, "To die will be an awfully big adventure."
That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Visit the podcast section of simplyscottish.com for a music playlist and links to J.M. Barrie resources. Between episodes, get updates and chances to win our monthly music giveaway by liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/simplyscottish, or by following us on Twitter. Our handle is @simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for more of All Things Scottish, on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening. And I can't ignore this feeling anymore. And you say, "Don't you worry. When you gave your blood for
fall.